Kingston is facing a major shift in its addiction services. With the city's consumption and treatment services site set to close in the near future and no confirmed replacement on the way. Earlier this month, the province issued a 90-day notice that funding will end for the CTS sites across Ontario, including Kingston's site at the Integrated Care Hub on Montreal Street. Provincial funding is set to end June 13th. Some communities are transitioning to new provincial homelessness and addiction recovery treatment, or HEART Hubs, an abstinence-based model that includes addiction recovery, primary care, and supportive housing. Unlike previous models, they do not offer safe supply or supervised consumption. Kingston organizations that applied in the initial funding window for a HEART Hub were rejected, leaving a gap in services. And even with a HEART Hub, the city is left with a lack of life-saving services for those not ready to pursue full recovery. At Tuesday night's council meeting, two motions were brought forward aimed at responding to that gap and supporting local service providers as the closure approaches. The meeting opened with many passionate delegations from community members, including a local addiction services provider and a physician with Kingston Health Sciences Center, both urging council to find a way to keep the CTS site operating.
Without a replacement, you aren't cleaning up a neighborhood, you're moving the medical emergencies out of the controlled clinic and into the public parks, our alleyways and our business doorways. You are turning the entire city into an unmonitored injection site. These deaths won't be hidden, they will be on our sidewalks. If you remove CTS and leave only the AMHS in that building, you are pushing the remaining staff to the brink. They lose almost half their specialized team while the crisis remains at 100%.
Supervised consumption services are part of a continuum of care. They cannot exist on their own, but they also cannot be adequately replaced by other services, including HEART Hubs. Addiction is a complex medical condition that affects outwardly visible behavior, so it's easy for people to form opinions about how someone should act or what treatment should work, but this is a medical issue, and we should not rely solely on opinion. We should rely on systematic observation and data. And even if Kingston had a HEART Hub, that would not change the fact that our community members still need supervised consumption services. It'd be like trying to run a trauma system and saying, we'll fund some bandages, maybe a tourniquet, and access to a surgeon, but we'll not fund the ambulance to get people to the hospital. Certainly some injured people would still make it to the hospital, but many people would be left behind without the care they need. For some people, taking CTS away in the name of saving money will cost them their lives. If we truly value these lives, then money spent on CTS is money well spent.
The first motion, brought forward by Councillor Jeff McLaren, called on the province to reverse its decision to defund the CTS site and explore ways the city could step in. Key actions included directing staff to examine short-term funding options, potential legal avenues to delay the closure, and working with local health partners to develop a continuity plan for harm reduction services through the fall.
In planning for this, there are things that we can do, and this is the outline of a plan. An outline of a plan that is designed to save people from dying, because that's what all the experts have told us is going to happen, and I think most of us would understand that this is exactly what will happen with the closure of the CTS. It will rob people of the opportunity to change and to become better themselves, because they're not on our timeline.
However, that motion was ultimately deferred due to the last-minute addition of the motion on the day of the meeting, and after Mayor Brian Patterson told council that discussions are ongoing around the possibility of a HEART Hub coming to Kingston, suggesting the situation is still evolving.
So I was debating whether or not to say anything, but over the last couple of weeks, I have already been having conversations with the provincial government. They are very aware of the situation that we are in right now. And I appreciate that there are movements to try to put a plan together. I can tell you that there are already discussions happening. I have had productive and encouraging conversations along those lines. We need a HEART Hub. We need it. We're pushing for it. We've got a great case for it. It's already been made. So I actually would appreciate the time that this motion defer is to get these pieces in order, and then we will get a better lay of the land. It feels like we are quickly rushing into a sphere that we don't even control or understand, and we're trying to move pieces around without understanding that there's already a lot in motion. So I am asking council to just give us that time to be able to see those processes work out.
A second motion, brought forward by Councillor Gregory Ridge, focused on supporting the transition when the CTS closes. It directs staff to work with Addiction and Mental Health Services, KFLNA, and community partners to maintain services at the ICH and support local organizations in reapplying for a HEART Hub at the next opportunity and securing other provincial funding in the meantime.
So the two primary intentions of the motion are to A, preserve the current shelter beds that exist within the integrated care hub and to ensure that they're protected regardless of whatever else occurs with regards to operations at the integrated care hub, financial feasibility for ongoing lease there, if there are any issues, and to prioritize them for protection in our shelter system. The second part is to look for options in terms of taking the existing integrated care hub funding and putting that towards the application or beginning establishment of a heart hub to help encourage or perhaps make an application stronger. So those are the two primary pieces. Here are some things that this motion is not. This motion is not saying that I prefer heart hubs over CTS. In an ideal world, we would have both. So this motion does not preclude CTS, does not condemn it. I'm merely looking at the options that we have available in terms of policy and advocacy to the provincial government. The decisions that were made around the CTS were made by the Premier. They were made by the Minister of Health. They were not made here. We did not make any decisions about CTS here because we cannot. All we can do is work with what we have. And if there is an option to support CTS in the future, I'm happy for us to assess that. But I think that we need to, at the very least, address the service gap that does currently exist within the announcements and policy decisions that have been made by the province to try and save lives. And so that's what I'm trying to do here, and I hope that people will support this motion.
That motion passed unanimously. For now, Kingston remains in a state of uncertainty, awaiting word on whether a heart hub will be approved while preparing for the closure of a service that's operated in the city since 2018. With provincial funding set to end in June, the timeline is tight, and what comes next for addiction services in Kingston remains unclear. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.